From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The attacks of September 11th raised many questions about the performance of U.S. intelligence agencies and why they weren't able to prevent the terrorist plot. Today, more fuel was added to that controversy with the release of a damning congressional report on pre-9/11 intelligence failures. The document runs well over 800 pages, and as NPR's David Wellner reports, it blames both the CIA and the FBI for missing opportunities to prevent the tragedies.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi faced a hearing room packed with reporters this afternoon holding a blue 2-inch-thick volume. It was the report prepared by a congressional joint inquiry that reviewed nearly a million pages of intelligence documents and interviewed almost 500 officials and private citizens during 22 public and private hearings. Pelosi said this report should have been made public 7 months ago.
This inquiry is not about assigning blame for 9/11. It is about better protecting the American people in the future.
But the other top Democrat in the joint inquiry said this is also a report about bungled intelligence operations. Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham, who's a presidential contender, as well as the outgoing chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, insisted there had been a problem of not connecting the dots.
The attacks of September the 11th could have been prevented if the right combination of skill, cooperation, creativity, and some good luck had been brought to the task.
Graham pointed to a part of the report showing that intelligence officials were aware of two of the September 11th hijackers being in the country a full 6 months before they attacked. Another section of the report shows an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency learned in December 1998 that associates of Osama bin Laden were planning operations against U.S. targets and reported that plans to hijack U.S. aircraft were proceeding well. It went on to say that two unnamed individuals had successfully evaded checkpoints during a dry run at a New York airport. Graham blamed what he called the resistance of intelligence agencies for these facts not being more widely known.
That resistance ranged from a lack of information sharing among key agencies to proposed budget cuts at the Department of Justice for FBI's counterterrorism program.
The report also details how U.S. military officers resisted carrying out counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan prior to 9/11, since they felt the intelligence community was unable to provide the kind of intelligence needed to support military operations. There are also lengthy sections of the report that have been entirely deleted at the insistence of administration officials. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby lamented those deletions.
There's a lot of stuff in here. But there's a lot of information that's not in here that should be in my judgment. But we did the best we could. We tried to declassify more of it, bring it home to you, because you would take it to the American people and to the world, because we'll learn from this, I hope.
Many lawmakers suspect that a 28-page section that's been deleted was about how Saudi Arabia may have had ties to the September 11th hijackers, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
I don't understand what the administration is doing here. Why is there a constant coddling and covering up when it comes to the Saudis?
But Porter Goss, a Republican who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, said the truth will eventually come out.
Those pages will not be blank forever. As soon as the actions that are necessary to deal with those issues are completed, those pages will be filled out.
But the report does contain other information that's unfavorable to Saudi Arabia. A high-level U.S. government official is quoted in the report saying that greater cooperation from the Saudi government may have prevented the 9/11 attacks. The Saudi embassy in Washington issued a statement today saying cooperation between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia in fighting terrorism has been excellent. Saudi Arabia, it added, has nothing to hide. We can deal with questions in public, the embassy said. But we cannot respond to blank pages. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.